It's the Woody Herman Show. Yes, the new Woody Herman Show with the Herman Herd, lovely Francis Wayne, the Woodchoppers, Chubby Jackson, the Jukebox Toppers, and the man behind the voice and the clarinet, Woody Herman.
Hi, customers. I'm glad to be with you here tonight, and lucky, too. We just got in from Milwaukee, and believe me, that transportation situation is really rugged.
Well, what happened, Woody?
Well, I didn't mind riding in an upper berth. I didn't mind sharing it with three of the guys in the band. But when that fat character, Chubby Jackson, insisted on bringing his bass fiddle up there, that was too much, that's all, and that was it. I'm sorry.
Well, what a harrowing experience, Woody. Say, why don't you sing something, Woody? It might help you to forget your trouble.
No, that's an idea. Here it is. It must be jelly, cause jam don't shake like that.
Must be jelly, cause jam don't shake like that. Must be jelly, cause jam don't shake like that. Oh, mama, you're so big and fat. Fat, mama, look out. It must be Monday, cause I feel so blue. Baby, it must be Monday, cause I feel so blue. Baby, see what you can do. You must be shorty, cause Joe's got lots of hair. Must be shorty, cause Joe's got lots of hair. Hey, shorty, get a rug up there. Jelly, cause it ain't like jam. If it ain't jam, I don't know what it am. It sure looks like jelly to me.
Ah, yes, and we just recorded a new number for Columbia Records. And I wanted to play it now. Who knows, someday it may be tops in the jukebox, but I hesitate.
You hesitate, Woody? Why?
You see, I'm afraid it might offend you. You might think that there's something personal in the title.
Oh, sure, Woodrow, you can't offend me. Go ahead and play it.
All right, but I warned you. Now we're going to play I'm Not Having Any.
Lock out May and June. I'm not having any vision. Lock romance up for the summer.
was the new number, I'm Not Having Any, and the vocal chorus was by Frances Wayne, the Nightingale, who never sang on Berkeley Square. In fact, she wouldn't have anything to do with any square.
And Frances will be back to sing one of the tunes that stops in the jukebox, won't you, Woodrow?
Natch.
By the way, Woodrow, what numbers have you chosen from that list of coin machine classics which are supplied by the editors of Downbeat? What's top?
Our first tune is about a railroad. I don't mean the Baltimore and Ohio. I don't mean the New York, New Haven, and Hartford. I don't mean the Anaheim, Azusa, and Cookie Mongo.
But you do mean...
the Atchison, Topeka, and...
Now, wait a moment, Woodrow. You can't play that.
Why, Chubby Jackson, you fat character. What do you mean I can't play that? Who's running this band?
You don't know either?
Oh, why, you fat...
Don't get sore, boss. You admit this is the number where I have to make like a choo-choo, haven't I? I gotta like this, don't I?
Cut. So you do it. So what?
So, the union says if I do that, I gotta have more money. That's what.
Oh, fine. Why, you character, do you mean to stand there and tell me with that Halloween face hanging out that...
Halloween they're... face? Okay. That did it. Now you hurted my feelings. I don't know why I work for a guy like you. I don't
oh,
have to stand
chubby,
for this. You know what I mean?
Chubby, please, don't be so sensitive. I apologize. I'm sorry. But do you mean to stand there and tell me that the Musicians Union says you have to have more money for making like a locomotive?
Oh, no. Not the Musicians Union. The Brotherhood of Railroad Firemen.
Quick, Charlie, the nickel.
Right, and here it goes into the slot for Tops in the Jukebox, Atchison, Topeka, and Santa Fe with vocal by Woody Herman.
Hear that whistle down the line. Figure that it's engine number 49. She's the only one bound that way on the Atchison, Topeka, and Santa Fe. See the old smoke rising round the bend. I reckon that she knows she's going to meet a friend. Folks around these parts get the time of day from the Atchison weekend. Santa Fe, here she comes. Ooh, Jim, you better get the rig. Ooh, got a list of passengers that's pretty big and they all want lifts. The Browns Hotel, lots of them been traveling for quite a spell all the way from Philadelphia on the Edison Creek and Santa Fe.
Sing that makes a man want to travel. And by the way, when you go west by train, do you take the route up through the mountains and forests where there's plenty of game, or do you take the more civilized water level route?
Charlie, you ought to know.
Oh, brother. Maybe I ought to sing An Apple for the Teacher.
Well, I reckon it'd fit in all right, Frances, but I doubt if we could clear it at this late date. What are you going to sing?
If I Loved You.
Oh. And that's another number that's really tops. Tops on Broadway and the beautiful musical Carousel and tops on the radio. And now, tops in the jukebox.
Thank you.
Charlie, what shall we play?
Post office?
Why, Charlie. Anyway, this number 13 in the jukebox intrigues me.
Loves me. I wonder
Have you got a hep time story for us tonight? I mean, something unusual or amusing about your fellow toilers in the sharps and flats industry?
Well, I've got a little story, and it's kind of unusual, but more than that, it's got a moral, too.
Well, let's hear it.
It's about a kid I know who was singing at a little roadhouse out in the country. He hadn't had much training, and he was practically unknown. And he was working for coffee and cakes. You know how it is, a guy who wanted to sing with a band and would pay for the chance. Well, a big man in the music business happened in there one night and heard him, and then it happened.
Yeah, I know. The big man hired him, and he became a sensation overnight.
No, you're slightly off the beam, Charlie. As a matter of fact, the big man did nothing like that. He was very friendly, but he called the young singer aside and said, "Young fellow, my lad, you're a nice boy, but take the advice of an old man and get out of all this. You'll never make a go of it as a singer. Get out and be happy."
And did the young man take his advice?
Well, I imagine he did. At least, I've never heard him singing in that roadhouse again.
What was his name?
Frank Sinatra.
Woody, you know, I'm getting to look forward to these hep time stories of yours. Like the farmer's daughter looks forward to a barn dance. Who knows? If I listen to enough of them, I may become hep myself. Now, what have you got in the way of music to further my education in jivography?
Well, this is going to be an oldie, Charlie, and if I get a little sentimental about it, don't blame me, because it was written by my old boss, a grand guy, Isham Jones. And here we go with There Is No Greater Love.
Is all right, but remember this, that a kiss goodnight leads to another kiss. A kiss goodnight with a hug real tight is nothing short of bliss, cause a kiss goodnight leads to another kiss. It's an old custom for a boy and a girl to embrace in some secluded place. Mr. Casanova, when the night was almost over, never did a turnabout face. It just ain't right to kiss goodnight and stop at three or four, cause a kiss goodnight leads to a dozen or more. A dozen or more.
Friends, this is your old woodchopper saying goodnight for Francis Wayne, Chubby Jackson, and all the other artists. We've got to cut out now, but we hope you'll be digging us again next Saturday when we make with more of the music that's tops in the jukebox. And I hope especially that you GIs won't hate us just because there's lots of brass in the band. We'll be right back.
Armed Forces Radio Service.